What's going on, everybody? This is Joseph Mugen, and this is Nomadic Life, and let's get into some digital business here. I just got my packages from one of my dropshipping partners, I would say. It's hemp protein and organic kale. I will be testing it out today. Because I will be, I have been trying to get, back into shape. I mean, just, you know, working out and whatnot, nothing serious or anything like that. Just want to get healthier, in general. But I actually just wanted to test out the product as well too, so I know what I will be selling for as a drop shipper. And things are going a little bit slower than I thought it was going to go. I know that there are people out there that can get this done a lot faster, can get drop shippers within a couple of days. It's been about over the week. I guess you can blame the 4th of July weekend, the 4th of July holiday as well, too, that slowed things down, because it was like right dead center in the middle. And I wanted to talk about that, and I wanted to talk a little bit about yesterday, because I did podcast yesterday, but I didn't publish it because I didn't feel that it was good enough. So I actually did two separate podcasts, but I just didn't publish it. I just didn't like it. It just, I guess you can also call it a lack of Monday motivation. I should have talked about something like that, since I know that everybody's probably going through the week, holiday blues, and you get Mondays on top of that. That's what I was really feeling. I was super tired yesterday, but I was able to get other work done as far as blogging and really figuring out SEO and whatnot. But besides that fact, though, how to get over the holiday blues and lack of Monday motivation. I guess just do stuff. I mean, although I was, I didn't podcast yesterday. I did, like I said, work on my blog, work on my website. Some people they can do very fast, like as far as blogging and writing out content that's SEO effective. This is my main website that I will be using that I will be focusing my digital marketing agency on. So I do want to make sure that it's pretty good content, even though, especially since I know what I want to talk about already. I'm now just going and doing the research. Although I know most of what I want to talk about, I want to be concrete and know what I'm talking about when I'm publishing this out on my website, because, like I said, it will be an important website. And at least for me, as taking my business to digital. So, but yeah, like besides that, I have been looking more into affiliate marketing as well too. Definitely check out clickbank.com if you guys and ladies are interested in doing that. Just keep doing and doing. The more that I put my head down and just keep working and focusing on what I want to do, I'm able to find more relevant content, at least for me, to get the needle moving, you know, like, because yesterday I literally felt stuck. I was like, man, I don't know what I want to do. I feel like I'm just overwhelmed, and, you know, I want a podcast, but I don't want a podcast, when I did podcast, it wasn't up to par to what I wanted to do. And I've been trying to figure out what I want to, how I should podcast, so like to bring more value. And, you know, as far as the podcast goes, it's supposed to be an audio log, and I'm just like, well, I still want to give everybody some sort of value, like 15 minutes, like, man, you know, at least even within my even if there's nothing really happening in my business, even if there's nothing happening in the business, because the first year, and this is this has only been like 5 or 6 months, and I'm really just learning my skills right now, really understanding how digital marketing can work and how valuable you can bring value to other business owners and to people who wants to learn digital marketing. And podcasting just has to be a part of what I want to how I want to deliver that message, even if it's just starting from the beginning. And I really like the podcast because it gives, if you know, 10 years from now or 15, 20 years from now, and hopefully that I've learned enough so that I can have be able to be successful in my goals and whatnot, as far as being a digital entrepreneur. Of course, you want to, you know, have those three or four main things. I like health, wealth, and autonomy, or three or four. The fourth, you know, you can make that fourth whatever you want. For me, it would definitely be family, of course. You know, like family's already a given, but for people that are struggling with concepts like that, or like, you know, what do you need to focus on, or what makes people happy? And generally, those are what I think that would make me happy: family, health, wealth, and autonomy. Because all those coincide together in my thought process as far as right now, because of the goals that I want to get to, the goals that I have. And I know that everybody out there have their own goals as well too, and have their bumps to get to those goals. But stay focused. Definitely, keep working, keep striving. Because, man, yesterday was hard for me. I was like, man, I didn't know what I wanted to podcast about. I didn't know what I wanted to do yesterday, because I guess I just had information overload or something like that. And I'm just like, man. But then I sat down at the end of the night and I just started to, you know, type stuff down. I knew that I should have had a website. Well, I did have a few blogs on my website already, but they were so scattered that, you know, you really have to niche down and, you know, it makes it easier for people to find you, especially on Google as well. Because from my understanding is that even with all the different SEO hacks and all the different SEM or paid advertising that you can do to rank your website or to get the attention of Google, is that you have to have a few requirements, and SEO is definitely one of them, like having relevant, a niche page so that people can really just find it and get to it. That's just my understanding of it. I will be getting more into it, and I will be doing more podcasts about how, you know, once I get my website all set up, and once I get my few web pages set up, because now that I have my products, and I probably will be purchasing another host domain a day. Today is payday, and I have still been looking for jobs online, because I really still do want to work part-time on digital marketing stuff. Now that I have a better understanding, hopefully I can make that initial cross, you know, and land that job so I can get the experience and work on my businesses. And don't worry, it's not that I've given up on that yet, but I still gotta pay bills. And no matter what, even if I do get my digital marketing stuff going, my business is going, it still takes about 30 days, 60 days for me to get that money anyways, depending on the merchant processing company that I'll be going through, and whatnot. Because there's a lot of verification when you're dealing with money online. So there's still those things that I have to set up, because you still have to set up your accounts, still have to verify your bank accounts and whatnot. I've yet to do it yet, but this is just from the things that I've been hearing about, and I will verify a lot of this stuff as well. And you guys hear that? Just, you know, boom, right? Just like that. Just thinking about it. You know, how I was lazy the last couple, at least what I thought was lazy the last 3-4 days, because I looked at my podcast and I was like, wow, man, I haven't podcasted in a couple of days, but I just didn't publish it. I didn't like what I was talking about. But today, I want to be transcendent, and That's what I want every podcast to be. Even though it's a day-to-day process, even though if it's just a, even though I'm just learning, that's one value that I want to give to all my, all the people out there. Like, to be transcendent every day, do something that moves, you know, and to be transcendent, you don't necessarily have to be like, make like $1 million every day, make $1,000, but just do a little bit of something towards your goal. Be transcendent in that way. Move that needle towards your towards your progression, towards your goal, and that's a mindset that you should that we should all take, me included. You know, I'm not trying to just talk out of my ass, but you know, I was thinking about, man, like I want to be able to, with every podcast should be like every blog post. If I were to publish it, and just be in, and what I'm learning is that I should just be natural and not, you know, cause you know, I'm a pretty relaxed and chill person in my opinion. At least from what people tell me. So I really want to go that route of like, hey, you know what? Be who I am on my podcast and let everybody know like, hey, this is what I'm going. Well, I've said this before a couple times, but you know, but it makes more relaxed and it makes it easier for me to talk to everybody out there, who's listening to the podcast, and hopefully it's good. Definitely leave an applause, leave a message, favorite me, if you like what I'm doing, but be transformative, be transcendent every day, move that needle, even if it's just by a little, focus. That's what I've been having issues of doing, because I've been so, there's been so much information that's been going in and out of my head, because there's so many different strategies and techniques and tactics that I can take as a digital marketer and what I want to focus on. Like I said, you know, I was dabbling in so many different things to begin with, and that might have been something bad, but for me, I like to be polymath at times, and it could be a disadvantage, but that's just the way I like to learn, because I want to be able to see what I'm really interested in and then go 100% into it once I once I realize and understand what I'm trying to do. And I really like these three things that I'm trying to do, because they all work with each other. I talked in a recent podcast about learn skills that stack. For me to be a digital marketer, and you have to be a full stack digital marketer, especially what I want to do, especially if I want to be able to start a digital agency with no money, putting it into it, because, you know, you got to eat shit, you got to learn, you got to build your skill sets, and then next year, let's sell, you know, I'm learning how to sell the skill sets right now, podcasting. I think this might be like my 70th podcast session that I've had, that I'm going to be published, and if not, it will be soon. But I'm just every day hustling, every day thinking about what I need to do when I'm at work, because what I do as a chef, I know mainly what I got to do, but I'm still learning as well too. But I'm learning about my other businesses. I'm learning about how to write a better blog post. Like, just right before I got on, like, I need to write more efficient, effective SEO posts. Get it out right now so that it can start ranking, build, you know, slowly build that. And with a lot of businesses online nowadays, there's a lot of automation, there's a lot of virtual assistants that can help you, there's bots that you can have. Not saying that I'm going to go and do it right now then and there to automate the business, but maybe one day I'll be able to find a mentor that can be like, hey, you know, these are effective systems that you can try, and these are what works for me. But right now I'm just getting started. I'm barely scratching the surface, of digital marketing, of, having my own, agency, of having my own stores online, having my own affiliate marketing websites. Even with all those little things, you have to niche down, and, you have to invest money into building those sites. Like, it's like $15-$20, just to learn how to do those. You know, to get a Shopify website going, to get a domain name, to own those things. So that's why I say don't necessarily put your money into going out there and buying the mastermind course. Maybe that might be the faster route. Maybe I'm the one just taking the longer route. But I'm being cheap, and I'm you know, I'm being cheap because I don't have that money, and I'm trying to learn how to be frugal so that I can build these businesses from the ground up. And I would value it, the value of the businesses more too, because if you put more work into it, people will know, you know. And I want to be able to do that first, learn the skill sets first, and then when I start outsourcing and automating, I'll understand it a lot more. Like, okay, this is what I need to do to automate, or go find the networks or to learn these skill sets. Like, hey, you know, and that's what the internet's for. And that's what the internet's, that's the information that's available out there, the networks that's available out there. It's allowing us to do this. So definitely take advantage of it. You know, if you're having a down day, get online, find something to get you motivated, drink some coffee, eat a good breakfast. Maybe because I didn't eat a good breakfast yesterday, maybe I was down. So other than that, hopefully this is transcendent for y'all. Let me know, because I will be trying to bring at least value every day. It'll make it a little harder for me to podcast, but I think that with things that are happening and going on down the road, 15 minutes isn't anything. And if I don't publish anything, there's a reason. Maybe I did podcast, and maybe I just didn't like the way it turned out. And because this is unedited, unscripted, I literally go through my days of, you know, learning different things online, and I publish it to you guys right then and there, on Anchor right here in my car, or whether it's at the office if I get a chance to be there. But you know, one point of being a remote worker, a digital nomad, is being able to do whatever you are, no matter what. As long as you have a phone or a laptop, you can help.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.